with the Business Bunker.
Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk on this Valentine's Day, Tuesday, February the 14th. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and I'm joined by my co-host, the famous Joe Dodds. Good afternoon, Joe.
I've got to go, though.
Have you?
The Heating Hub, they've got chocolate on the hour for their visitors, so I'm thinking if I go now...
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think? I might, if I go now, I might get the 2 o'clock
yeah.
one, might
I? Shall I read it out now? now you've broken the news. Let me tell you what's going on at the Stove Hub, if I can get my Twitter... Oh.
Is it called the Stove Hub there? Twitter account's the Heating Hub.
Yeah, but it's both.
Same people. Oh, okay,
they've got
cool.
both. Yeah,
okay,
the Heating
cool.
Hub.
I'll stay then.
Yeah.
I'll stay then.
Yeah.
Go on then. Tell everyone.
So it says things are hotting up this Valentine's Day at the Heating Hub. We have hashtag love on the hour from 2 p.m. And the first person in our showroom, which is on King Street, Rochester, on the hour. So
you've
smack on
it.
The hour 2 p.m. No, 2 p.m.
Yeah, but they've missed 1 o'clock. Are they not doing it every hour?
I don't know. It just says on the hour
okay.
at 2 p.m.
All right, okay.
It says on the hour at 2 p.m. they will receive a chocolate surprise. I bet. With a chocolate hamper being given out at some time between 2 and 5 p.m. today. If you get lost, phone Medway 01634 757 606. That's Medway 01634 757 606 for directions. We'd love to see you. So that's the Heating Hub, Rochester High Street, King Street, Rochester. If you get there on the hour, you get a chocolate surprise, and you could also win a chocolate hamper. So do get along there and have a look. And they've got some fabulous stoves and wood burners and all kinds of things there. You yeah. speak, Tracy?
I would like one.
Would you?
Yes. It's my next project.
When you say
year.
You'd like one, would that be a chocolate kiss, a chocolate hamper, or a wood-burning stove?
Everything.
All of them.
Yeah.
All of the
yes.
above.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But not all at the same time, too close to the fire, because
yeah,
it just melt, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, maybe not.
Don't
yeah.
want it melting.
Oh, I don't know if you've got a marshmallow. That sounds rather nice.
Yeah.
Just
so
it in
get,
the chocolate.
Get along to the Heating Hub in King Street, Rochester, as soon as you can, and check it out there. Good
but,
stuff.
But other than that, yes, I'm fine, thank you, and good to be back.
Well, thank you for that. Yeah.
See, I'm just generously getting them mentions in early.
Oh,
so
I know.
It's not all about me, you know.
No, I know. It is about Valentine's Day today. And this is interesting, actually, because, of course, we had all the shenanigans with Bird this morning with her 14,000 roses that were delivered by bulk overnight.
You shouldn't have bothered.
All from me.
What a kind man.
Yes. Yeah.
To have thought of you. That's lovely.
Do you know that the whole of Valentine's Day is actually in homage to Bird? It was actually invented for Bird.
Thank
Did you.
You
know that? Seriously,
no.
I'm serious here.
Why? What are you going to say?
No, no, I was. Do you know who invented Valentine's Day?
Valentine.
No, 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 no. Seriously, St. Valentine existed before
Clinton
St. Valentine's
cards
Day.
Or something, probably.
Sorry?
Yeah. Clinton cards. Or
no, 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 no.
Are they still going?
It was a prose writer, but he wasn't writing cards at the time because they hadn't really invented them then.
Shakespeare.
Almost. Geoffrey Chaucer. Geoffrey,
oh, was it really?
Geoffrey Chaucer invented Valentine's Day. And do you know why he picked mid-February?
No.
He picked mid-February because at the time they believed that's when birds mated. Have you got anything to say?
I haven't. I would really... I'm just thinking, where do I take this now?
Yeah, it's probably best to just not.
Just not, no.
Exactly.
I did hear on the radio, though, that the first Valentine's card was actually written in the 15th century.
Really?
Yeah. If that's true.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I heard.
You know, Chaucer made a big thing of it. It was a big thing that he invented. And he did deliberately just invent it for a piece of... I don't know what, but he did. Nice, eh?
Well, good. There you go.
So it's all down to Bird and her mating habits.
Thank you.
That's all right.
She doesn't know what to say.
Great bit of marketing. Thank you very much. And everybody's going to be like, why has Bird got a mic today? She's normally just in the background, just shoved a mic now and again, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, now they know.
I'm here.
You're here. And I had loads of material about you, so I gave you the right reply.
Yeah, nice. Have we had any tweets yet?
We've
about
had.
About our surprise... What did you get for Valentine's Day?
I haven't seen any yet, but then I'm at the beginning of the list, so somebody else is going to have to be.
Joe, have you seen any yet? Has anybody brought up our little...
Well, there's nobody that's tagged me, so let me look at the more general list that I don't check quite so often. I tell them the way to get mentioned, just to tag me in it.
I have had 1,870,933,000,002 tweets.
Yeah, but none of them talking about. Yeah, none of them talking about that.
Well, are they not yet?
No.
It'll flood in.
Well, maybe the Twitter people didn't see the Facebook Live.
The Facebook Live, no.
So should we tell them again what they got to do?
Let's do it.
Yeah, that is a very valid point, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're out there on Twitter land, Bird.
Hello.
The gorgeous Bird bought me a Valentine's gift today.
I did.
She did. And what we'd like to know is what you think it was she got me. You'll never get it in a million years.
I think if they think me,
yeah,
they will get it.
Possibly.
I don't think so at all.
You could be setting yourself up for something there.
Could you imagine it?
Yeah, yeah.
Could you imagine it? That'd be hilarious, wouldn't it?
Well, we just had a conversation where I said almond flour and you thought I meant flour, and you went, I don't eat gluten, even though you know I don't eat gluten. So I don't think, if anyone's following your example, anyone's going to get it.
She's in a feisty mood today.
She's
in a feisty mood today, and she's right. That's the problem. She's been right about everything so far.
I have to be grateful to her, so I'm going to go, sorry, Jo.
Absolutely. So do you know what? I'm going to start with a tweet. And we've had a tweet from a new listener, which is the Virtual PA Company, Virtual PA CO on the Twitter. And they say, VanillaWeb, we're very interested in your show. And we're also very interested in hearing about the topic of women work. So we're going to be listening in. So thank you for that tweet.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So, Jo, I'll tell you what, you can surprise me. You can do a tweet. Or you can an email.
I will. I'll do a tweet from the lovely Lisa Marie Settle, who has an event coming up. And she has tagged me.
Mm.
and so can we talk about it? And I'm booked to go. I think it sounds amazing. It's the Business Diaries.
Mm.
So it's a bit of a storytelling evening. And it's the 23rd of March. And I can't remember where it is, but somewhere that sort of way.
It's in Rochester.
Rochester, there. See, I told you that sort of way.
If I think I'm right, it's at the Innovation Centre.
Yes, that's right. You're right. Medway Innovation Centre. I remember that now.
Exactly. Although that's where I'm going because I'm doing one of the stories.
Why am I not surprised?
Mm-hmm.
So you never stop,
do you?
No.
So, yeah, it just sounds really exciting. I love the idea of storytelling and storytelling for business. So check it out. You can get booked in on Eventbrite.
There's going to be a whole series of them.
Yes,
they're doing a whole series of these diary events in which different people are going to recount stories from their business life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really looking forward to it.
Are they going to give walkaway tips or is it just a question of story sharing?
No, it's a story. So it's not a training or an information or a metaphor type thing. It is genuinely a story, something that happened to them in their business life.
Wow.
And that might be good, it might be bad, it might be funny, it might be sad. It's just whatever resonates with the person that's been asked to tell a story about their life.
Okay. Hmm. And where do they want to go with that?
I don't know. I think it's about...
I hope we're not going to get challenged on everything we promote on here.
Yeah.
No, I find it absolutely fascinating.
We don't know about all of it, you know.
No, but the thing is, I think everyone is so creative these days. Mm. It's not just a question of thinking of something. That everyone's thinking outside the box. So even an idea that simple has such a lot of weight to it. And there's a really strong message.
Yeah.
It's really good to know what's the thought behind it.
Well, if you think about things like TED Talks and that sort of thing, it's I think that sort of thing of sharing information, isn't it? And storytelling is such a big thing generally now, but certainly within business as well, that it's you know, a way of hearing things you don't always hear that will, I guess, allow people to identify or not with the story.
I think the idea is to put some humanness around business people, you know, because a lot of us talk about business all the time and we'll talk about business tips or do this, don't do that, do this, do that. And this is an attempt to make it more human and make it more, this is me and this is who I am.
It's also about showing vulnerability, and I think people need to do that nowadays. Mm. So it's a wonderful way to do that.
Yeah, and I'm really vulnerable.
I know, Bird. I know.
I am.
Sensitive.
I'm sensitive and vulnerable.
With all these females surrounding you in the office, it must be hard.
Exactly. Exactly. I've had a tweet from HR Services and Support, the lovely Fiona. I'm ignoring you. She says, VanillaWeb, could we have a shout-out, please, for the HR and Organisational Development Services, making sure your people stuff is aligned and delivering your business objectives. So do give Fiona a follow on Les Twitter. Her Twitter handle is Fiona Stevens with a PH, Fiona Stevens HR. Joe.
So Mark Fisher says, hi, Paul and Joe. Really enjoying listening to the show. As always, would love a shout out for my new insurance venture working with County Insurance and based in Ashford. As an insurance expert with over 20 years experience, I'd love to invite any listeners free insurance advice on any issues. I'm not quite sure what's being offered there. I'd love to invite any listeners free. So maybe it's for free insurance advice on any issues they have with their policies or claims, or indeed what cover they may need to protect themselves or their business. I can be reached by email mark@countyinsurance.co.uk.
Fantastic. Thank you. It's coming to an end, so don't miss it. Is the Simon Bergin exhibition at Grierson Galleries in Sevenoaks. There's only a few days left, so do get along to the Grierson Galleries where the Simon Bergin exhibition is taking place, and you can in fact purchase some items.
Are they ignoring you?
Absolutely. So follow them on the Twitter. That's Grierson Galleries, spelt G-R-I-E-R-S-O-N, Grierson Galleries. They're in Sevenoaks, and it's the Simon Bergin exhibition that is happening there. Joe.
Networking afternoon tea. New to the chamber, that's Kent and Victor Chamber. There's an afternoon tea in Margate. Come along and join us for an afternoon tea in the sunshine overlooking the seaside. Sunshine.
When is that?
It's on the 22nd of February, okay. 1:30 to 3. A selection of sandwiches, cakes and scones, all served with tea and coffee. A perfect way to kick off spring. So go to kentandvictorchamber.co.uk to find out more.
Fantastic. We've had a tweet from Gemma, the lovely Gemma Fairclough-Haynes. Of Orchard Law, and she says, VanillaWeb, please can we get a Business Bunker mention for the IOD Kent branch Mental Health Business Breakfast, which is taking place on the 21st of February at the Kent County Cricket Ground. That's a Spitfire ground in Canterbury. She's given me a link where you can find out more about it, but Twitter shortened it for me, so I can't read it. So the best thing to do is to follow Gemma on the Twitter, and her Twitter handle is Gemma with a J, J-E-M-M-A-F-A-I-R-H-A-Y, Gemma Fairhay, all one word. Do follow Gemma, or follow IOD Kent _ branch, and you can find out about their mental health day at the County Cricket Ground on the 21st of February.
Networking breakfast with Sally Marshall, another Kent and Victor Chamber event. This is perfect for new and small business owners, sole traders and established businesses. There are opportunities to share your business journey over a light breakfast. There's limited places, so it says to book now. On the 17th of February, there's 7 steps to a successful business. We love a good bit of alliteration. And the 17th of March is what is your strategy to achieve your vision? And they're 8:30 till 10. And again, if you go to kentandvictorchamber.co.uk, you can find out more and book.
Cool.
Do you want to feel more positive, empowered and excited? Rediscover your self-confidence for a new job or business? Male, female, young or old, Women Work invites everyone to a day of free workshops, including access to the NatWest Business School bus. And for £5, you can spend the evening listening to our fantastic inspirational speakers. Women Work, Friday, March the 10th, the Assembly Hall Theatre, Tunbridge Wells. Visit assemblyhalltheatre.co.uk/womenwork. All proceeds will be donated to the Pickering Cancer Drop-In Centre.
We're going to be talking to those ladies from the Women Work event in the second part of the show, so do hang on for that. There's also an event going on, and it's free, and it's an impartial and free money advice session with my money expert, Jack O'Neill. And it's taking place at Fruitworks in Canterbury. If you want free, simple advice about your finances, you can book an impartial money advice session with my money expert to discuss all your matters in the strictest confidence. You can talk about budgeting for the long or short term, retirement planning, state benefits, tax planning, saving and borrowing, mortgages, redundancy, insurance protection. There's no selling, no jargon. It's just straightforward help. And that's taking place on the 2nd of March, any time between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. If you want to find out about it or you want to book an appointment, which is free, if you go to fruitworks.co/events, you will find the event there and you can book your place on it. Do you know what we're going to do now?
Tunage?
We're going to play some cheesy tunage.
Mm-hmm.
And you know we don't do requests on this show, don't you?
Well, you said that last time, but you were doing one.
Yeah.
And lamenting the fact that you'd let it through. Are you still letting them through? Are you feeling a bit, you know?
Well, I keep getting inundated with requests.
Valentine's Day.
And I got this. What do you reckon?
Love Shack, A bit cliched.
Day. They asked for it.
Love it.
It's the B-52s. Here we go. Love Shack.
Digital one-day event to Kent with Zoe Cairns. ZC Live. Register for your free place. Visit zcsocialmedia.com.
Jobsinkent.com.
Do you need suppliers you can trust for your Kent business? Get a quote today at supplymybusiness.co.uk. Grow your business with Kent's best business events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show on this Tuesday, the 14th of February, with me, Paul Andrews, and the famous Joe Dodds. We're now joined on the phone by the even more famous Mr. Brad Burton. Good afternoon, Brad. How are you?
Well, how are you doing, Joe? Good to catch up with you guys again.
Hi.
It's really good of you to join us, Brad, and we really do appreciate it. Thank you so much.
No worries.
For the probably the two people in the United Kingdom that have never heard of Brad Burton. Brad is an author, a speaker, a motivational speaker, an entrepreneur and founder of Four Networking. Brad, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about your background, a little bit about the kind of things that you do?
Is this a family show? No, look, up until I was 30, I'm 44, just turned last week, up until I was 32 year old, I really didn't do much in my life, if I'm honest. I sort of messed about with my life. I didn't take it too seriously. And then all of a sudden, my son came along, and at which point, it was time to start taking life a little bit more seriously and stop focusing on the short term, start focusing on the medium and long term. And 12 years ago, when I started my first business off, I was delivering pizzas to keep my business afloat. And the reason I say that is not to be dramatic, but in order to get your business to where you need to be, you're going to have to do stuff you don't like. In my case, it was delivering pizzas. You know, some people might be telemarketing and what have you. And I started my business off £25,000 in debt. I don't have a single qualification to my name, not one. And, you know, nobody gave me a chance. The bank manager laughed in my face effectively and said, look, you know, you don't have enough working capital. I had no idea what working capital means. I'm from Salford, Manchester. you know, I didn't have any money whatsoever. But what I had is I had ideas, vision, and belief.
Yeah.
That was ideas, vision, and belief. And I thought I could do this thing, even though everyone's telling me that, you know, on paper I shouldn't be able to do this. So I started off a business network, and you know as well as I do, there's hundreds around the UK, but there's only one for networking, which allows you to go to the entire UK. And we now run over 5,000 business networking meetings across the UK. I've decided that I'm going to go write a book, and once again, I saw advice and people told me I couldn't do it. I didn't have any qualifications, no writing experience. I wouldn't get it published. I'm now four books in. Similar thing with me being a motivational speaker. People said, Brad, you know, you've got tattoos, shaved head. You're from Salford, Manchester. You look like a drug dealer. I'm not, by the way, anymore. but the point I'm making is that, you know, nobody give me a chance. Nobody apart from me. And this is what I'm going to be bringing to bear when I come to Grow Kent on the 22nd, is really trying to instill that belief, that self-belief and that complete, almost unwavering self-belief, which is misguided in some respects, but that misguided self-belief has got me from effectively a guy who was on the dole, unemployed, long-term unemployed, to running a multi-million pound business, four business books, and a motivational speaker that gets booked by JCB, Bentley, The Business Show, and of course the all-important Grow Kent.
You're absolutely right, and you and I have fairly similar backgrounds, as it happens. Right. And
You deliver pizzas, Paul?
No, I worked in, when I started my business, I worked in a pub in the evenings.
Did you serve any of your customers like Brad did? Because I love your story of that guy answering the door.
God, can you tell us the story, Brad? Is it family friendly?
No, well, listen, yeah, of course. Everything that I'm going to be doing today is, and also at Grow Kent. I think what happened, I was delivering pizzas, and I was on £5.90 an hour.
Right.
And to be honest, I didn't feel great about doing that at 31-year-old. You know, I'm a proud man, I'm a father, and I'm 25 grand in debt, and I'm delivering pizza at the weekend. You know, that's not something where you'd be clicking your heels. And it all went horribly wrong one day when I rang a doorbell, ding-dong, door opens, and I'm stood there with a pizza bag, and there was one of my clients for my marketing business answered the door, and I'm there with a pizza bag. You know, what on earth do you say? I said, Steve, Brad, what are you doing here? What it is, Steve, was undertaking a direct marketing campaign for Domino's, so I thought... you're laughing more than I was, I'll be honest with you. I thought I'd really get a feel for the organisation, Steve, by sort of really working to...
That's amazing.
But yeah, I mean, that happened, that was real.
Yeah. Oh, that's brilliant. That is really brilliant. No, absolutely. And it is that ability to think on your feet that helps as well, doesn't
it? Well, I'll tell you something here, Paul. You know, my book, the new one's called Now What, right? Mm. And the reason that I've called it that is that we never ask that question. The only time we ever ask that question, Now What, is when we're under stress, right? When we're under stress, that's when we go, okay, where do we go from here? And what I'm urging people, and the people that attend the seminar, Grow Kent, on the 22nd, I'm urging people to ask that question, Now What, ahead of the time when you actually need to ask that question. Because people under stress don't make great decisions. I'm living proof of that. So this is what I try to do. So when you said there, you know, thinking on your feet, I'd thought about what I would say in the event of before I even got there. So that's why, I came up with something which was, if I'd have tried to think of it on the fly, that wouldn't have been good. So this is what I'm trying to urge the attendees to really start thinking about that Now What. Not only Now What for the business, but also for their life. Because what we end up doing, and I did this, you know, I sort of worked so goal-focused with my business that I actually forgot about why I was doing it. See, if I go back 5 years ago, I actually unraveled, right? Just the whole pressure of running a business caught up with me. And my priorities back then were one, business, two family, three health. And consequently, my health suffered, okay? If you fast forward now 5 years, my priorities are one, health, two, family, three, business. And that's where I've managed to just switch everything around. And it's okay me saying that now, after 12 years of running a business, you know, to get to that point where I can do that. But there has to be a line drawn. There has to be a time when actually you can start focusing and doing the things that you want to, whether it's looking after your health or spending time with your family. And I think that's the sort of sweet spot that I've reached now.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
There's a lot of people. Sorry, Paul, I'm keep interrupting here. There's a lot of people, I think, in a similar position in business, you know, over the last sort of 10 odd years I've been around, yep. and so on. And a lot of people saying the same, and it's something, a process that I've been through as well. Do you think it's that because you do something for a certain amount of time and it naturally happens, or do you think it's a sign of the times?
No, I actually think that I see so many people that end up on a hamster wheel of self-employment, and they don't know why every morning they keep running. And this is what I'm trying to say about this. Now what question is, like, literally, get off the hamster wheel and ask yourself, what are you doing this for? What is the plan? Because you can forget it. And I tell you something, when I come from Somerset all the way down to Canterbury for Grow Kent on the 22nd of March, I'm going to be getting in my car. And what I'm going to be doing is going to be putting a postcode in for there, right? And it'll say, hey, it's 250 miles away or whatever it is. And that's going to be my long-term plan to get from where I am to Kent. Now, what I'm going to be doing is looking the 200 foot ahead. Every single time I'm going to be adapting based on the road conditions and the likes. We don't do this in business. We have this big plan. We have this big goal, and we forget about the short steps all the way to that. So I've now realized, as a result of this almost deconstruction, that what's really important in life is life. Now, you know, as an entrepreneur, people sort of define success by money. And I did the same. I did the same, but I've got a friend of mine who has 30 supercars, £20 million worth of supercars. On a scale of 1 to 10, in terms of 10 being happy, 1 being miserable, is a 2 or a 3. Yeah, he thought that that's where success was. That's where he found his happiness, by buying all these supercars and stuff. And this is what I think I've managed to sort of capture. So if right now you're at sea with your business, or you're thinking and you're not really sure where you're going or why, I urge you to get down to this seminar. Like I say, you know, I'm doing a 500-mile round trip to get to you guys and back. So this is the first time I've been in Kent speaking for, I think, 3 or 4 years. So it's a real good opportunity to catch the UK's number one motivational business speaker live in Kent.
Absolutely. And we're looking forward to that. No end, Brad. Just you're coming down and you're going to be at the Grow Kent show on the 22nd of March at the Spitfire Ground, which is the county cricket ground in Canterbury. Just before we let you go, can you give us a shout out? Can you tell us, because you've written two or three books, haven't you? Like I've read stuff.
Yeah,
give us a shout out for your books, and also let people know how they can find out more about you, your website and so forth.
Fab. So I think probably the best way is just go and Google the name Brad Burton,
right,
and you'll find everything that you need to find there. Go to Amazon, Google the name Brad Burton as well, or Amazon search it. But my latest book is called Now What. If you are interested in that, or in my Now What seminar, which is spending all day with me, www.nowwhat.biz.
Fantastic. Brad, thank you so much for joining us. We're really looking forward to hearing you live on the 22nd of March at the Grow Kent show. Thank you so much for spending the time with us today.
You got it.
Enjoy the rest of Valentine's Day, my friend, and we'll see you on the 22nd of March.
Paul, Joe, thank you very much. I'll see you there.
All right. Cheers, Brad. Take care.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Cool. Brad Burton.
I love him.
He's
so
brilliant,
good,
isn't he? Yeah.
Do you know that story about the Domino Pizza, though? That must have been a really, really awkward and difficult moment for him.
Yeah,
but I also think for people who know him or know of that, they would have thought how inspirational the fact that he actually got himself together and turned his life around and was prepared to do anything it took in order to put food on the table and to actually live his dream. So I think actually good on you, Brad. I think that's an amazing story you've just shared.
People don't realise this. It's one of the things about modern life as well. We expect instant success. Because one of the problems is successful people have a tendency to make it sound easy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, they go, I spotted a gap in the market and I became a millionaire.
Yeah.
You know, when, of course, they didn't do either of those things. They didn't spot a gap in the market. They just thought of a business, struggled at it for a while, worked really hard, and then eventually it succeeded. But we kind of shorten that bit, you know. And I my main business, Jobs in Kent, I tell people, do you know, it took me 4 years to make my first £25 sale. 4 years. And people go, that's ridiculous. But That's the way it is. And for most people starting a business, that's how it is. You know, you have to have another job. If you look at, I don't want to get too political about this, but it does annoy me. Politicians are great at manipulating statistics. So they'll say, one of the problems with self-employment is you don't earn very much, which is true, because when you start a business, you don't earn anything because you haven't got any customers. So the first couple of years of self-employment are really poorly paid. But it's a different thing. It's not like doing a job. You know, you're doing something completely different. You're building something for the future. And most people, like Brad or myself or other people, will have to do another job in order to pay the mortgage and earn a living while you're getting a business off the ground. So we're really looking forward to hearing Brad at the Grow Kent Show. And the Grow Kent Show is a free event. There's loads of speakers. There's loads of workshops. Bird's talking at it, aren't you?
I was supposed to be.
Are you?
Yeah.
Am I?
Are you talking to that one? I keep getting... Oh, no, you're talking at...
I'm not talking to that one, no. Okay. Although there is talk of it. There is talk of it.
You should be.
So you take me a bit by... I'm like, how does he know another thing?
Yeah. Well, it's like they rang me up and they said, would you do a talk at the Grow Kent Show? And I went, oh, I'm really busy. And I went, oh, please. And I went, yeah, okay then. And then like yesterday they went, oh, can you just make a promotional video to go with it? I'm like, no, I don't even know what I'm going to say. But we're going to listen to Brad, and there's loads of other really good speakers, and we might even convince Bert to speak at it as well.
Yeah, no, I'd love to. It's funny because Brad was, I did a podcast interview yesterday with Global Impact, and Brad was on about 2 hours before me, so it was really interesting to hear him there.
Right.
And then to watch him on Facebook Live doing a live podcast, which was really great. So, yeah, cool. Interesting.
Cool. Right. We've had some tweets.
Have you seen them?
Yeah. A juicer.
Yeah.
A Nutri Bullet. And Amanda Flanders.
Well, no, that was on the right track, though.
Yeah, but Amanda Flanders said boxer shorts.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm like, why would I do that? Who does that, Amanda Flanders?
She knows I don't wear boxers.
Ooh.
That is too much information. Too much information.
The what about Denise? The first two weren't far off, though. The ilk.
And Denise is getting there.
That's right, the ilk.
I haven't seen Denise's. What's Denise saying?
She said water bottle.
Oh, okay, I found it. Water bottle, okay.
I said you need that to make this. So keep going. We want different... Come on, we want different companies coming in with
Doesn't
it.
Doesn't she say Bluetooth headphones?
She did say Bluetooth
beanie.
Headphones.
Beanie.
A beanie. Beanie. Yes, she said a beanie.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'd like a beanie. I'd like a beanie. You didn't buy me a beanie.
I didn't know.
Because that would keep his head warm.
It would.
After his haircut.
Which looks very posh. I actually said to you, didn't I, about it today? I said, oh, you've had your haircut.
Yeah. I had a 0.5. I've had a 0.5.
Very posh.
Yeah.
All ready for your date tonight.
Ah, that'll be the day. That will be the day.
Never say never.
Do you know what I'm doing this evening?
What?
Management meeting.
Oh, that's what he's calling it.
At your business. Yeah. Management meeting at your business.
Yeah.
So,
who called that then?
Well, exactly. Well,
is that you?
Yeah, yeah.
On the People platform, we read out that Joe Biden had said to his people, if I get to hear that you've been doing, and this is not quote for quote, you know, work stuff when you should have been at family occasions type thing, and I'll be very disappointed. And
so,
the boss arranges the flipping meeting.
So Biden's going to be really disappointed in me, isn't he? Because Mikey, who's supposed to be at the meeting. Hello, Mikey. Not only is it Valentine's Day today, it's his birthday as well.
Oh, how wonderful to share it with you.
Exactly.
Lovely, memorable. Yeah,
and you see, you think that's funny.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
I don't think it's funny at all. I think it's terrible.
Yeah, but he has a choice. He doesn't have to come. You can make an excuse.
He has just sent me a message saying he's not coming because his wife's bought him a surprise, and I'm not happy about that.
But more to the point...
I don't know why you waited for your wife to come up with an excuse for you. She said no anyway.
But more to the point, who is it, this management meeting, other than you?
It's just me.
Yeah, that's why I'm laughing, because I knew there won't be anybody else there.
It's just me. Yeah, Mike is not coming.
Don't shatter the illusion. Can I say something, just going on from what you said earlier, Paul?
If you must.
Thank you. About the fact that when you're actually working and you're self-employed, you're not making money. And I think that's a really important message to say to young people, because we had this conversation before the show about the fact that everything takes an awful lot of commitment. A lot of people have very high expectations. We all do of what we want from life. And it's not always like that. And it isn't a quick journey. It's actually a very long journey. And that's why it's so important to have that positive mindset. to overcome those obstacles.
Absolutely.
And to be, as Brad said, to be just constantly thinking big and having that huge, huge self-belief, yeah. even when people are saying to you, you can't do it, you've got to keep saying to yourself every single day, I can, I will, and just focus on the on what you're trying to achieve.
But he was also Absolutely. Making that analogy about that whole course correction piece, wasn't he? I was reading something the other day about, they're talking about, I think I put it out as an article, you know, how planes don't fly straight.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And you know, it is all course correction. And that is the same in a business. You never end up where you thought you were going to be.
It's one of the things that I said at a workshop I was doing, which kind of got my head kicked in. Because a lot of people...
Wish I'd been there.
A lot of people will talk about, you know, they'll talk about how you do a business, how you become successful, mm-hmm. how you do this. And they'll talk about being goal-orientated.
Yeah.
And I just stood up and somebody said, well, what are your goals? And I went, I've never had a goal in my life, ever. Mm-hmm. I've never set a goal. I don't believe in goals. I think goals are ridiculous. And everybody went, well, you can't say that. And I went, no, seriously, goals are very limiting. Yeah, what I have is a general-purpose target. I want to end up somewhere over here. How I get there is completely immaterial because that will change as life unfolds because mm-hmm. things happen. And it's exactly like your analogy with an aeroplane. Mm-hmm. You can't go straight to anything. You have to zigzag. You don't want to miss opportunities. Mm-hmm. I prefer Richard Branson's answer to this, which was, if somebody asks you if you can do something and you don't know how to do it, the answer is still yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that is entrepreneurialism, is you say yes and then figure out what you're going to do next. It is not, you know, a fixed route to anything. Mm-hmm. And Anya is entirely right. You know, so many young people have read all these inspirational stories about success, and they think that success comes really quickly. And that we had this conversation earlier, and I'm a massive believer in failure. I think failure is the most important Absolutely. Thing you can have, and we must be prepared to fail. And one of the problems in our society is we try to minimize failure, and that's not helping anyone because failure is the thing. I love failing. It's, you know, you learn stuff. You know, if you think about how you learned to ride a bicycle, you learnt by falling off, unless you were a wuss and had stabilizers. But at some point, your mum had to take the stabilizers off, and you learnt the hard way to ride. There is no other way to ride a bike other than falling over. And it's the same with walking as a toddler. You know, you learn by staggering around and falling over like some drunk. And that's how life unfolds. You have to fail.
I think Dave Asprey, Bulletproof Executive, I think it's him, he sits down with his two children every night and they have to tell him what they failed at that day.
Mm.
I'll tell you who else does that as well, and it was her parents that did it, was the CEO of Spanx. Sarah Blakely talks really very much about that.
Okay, Jo, so I'm actually going to question that. So this thing about how you failed every single day, Tracy and I both know because we're very much, when we're actually coaching, it's all about the reframing of the language that you use with yourself. But you also have to use a lot of positive language. And failure is actually very good. So you're absolutely right there, Andrew, because it does actually grow you and pushes you out of your comfort zone. Mm-hmm. You've got to address those fears that you're not comfortable with. Mm-hmm. But I also think with young children in particular, you've got to be very careful about the language that you use with them.
Yeah. What they do is framed on the, if you don't try something to the point of failing, then you haven't tried hard enough, or you haven't tried things and pushed the boundaries, envelopes and all the other things. So it's not that they're sitting there just to say where everything went wrong. They're sitting there to demonstrate that they tried things that were a step too far today but may not be next week or next year or whatever. So the way they frame it,
most little kids are failure engines, aren't they? If you watch children, they're terrible. They'll experiment with it. They'll put anything in their mouth and see what happens. Yeah, you tell a kid, don't put your finger in that socket, and the first thing they'll do is stick their finger in the socket.
Yeah.
You know, kids have no fear. And I think the thing is not to dispense their willingness to experiment, but to level down their willingness to over-risk things that aren't quite where they should be going. But, it's a fascinating discussion. We've got loads of emails, loads of tweets coming in. I think you can do an email if you want, Joe.
Yeah, so we've got the Canterbury Business Awards. We spoke about that the last show that I was on. It's Wednesday, March 22nd at Spitfire Ground in Canterbury. And you can go to businessawardskent.co.uk/Canterbury-awards. Paul, you might know this. I was looking on the site the other day because it came through on an email. And there's the three places, isn't there? Maidstone, Canterbury and...
Ashford.
Ashford, that's it. It doesn't say any criteria, as in they're in different areas. And do businesses have to be in that particular area, or how do you define that, or how does it all work? Do you know? Because it wasn't on the website.
In terms of the awards criteria?
So if you're in, I don't know, Maidstone, can you only apply to Maidstone? Or if you're in Faversham, does that still count as Canterbury, or are you not close enough, therefore it doesn't work, or it should be Ashford? Or I don't know. How does it work? It doesn't say on the website.
Yeah. I think the idea is that it covers the general area around each of those places. So if you naturally gravitate your business, so if you're in Canterbury, you could be Sandwich, Herne Bay, Whitstable, Faversham, anywhere that kind of gravitates around Canterbury.
That's what I sort of assumed, because it didn't say anything, and it certainly didn't talk in terms of postcode. Or
if
anything,
it was me and you were really desperate to win an award,
I'd
apply for them all and just just get turned down for being in the wrong place, personally.
That's what I've done.
Yeah, exactly. Me too. Yeah, and I'm the judge. So I think it's fairly loose, because it's the first time they've run all of these awards, and I'm not entirely sure that they know what kind of response they're going to get. Fairly, I think that's why it's fairly open-ended, and I think that's fair enough.
Cool.
Did
you do one?
I've just got a tweet to read from Grid RES Limited, and they say, Paul, could we have a shout-out, please, on the Business Bunker show? Could you let folk know our new website is up, and it's grid-res.co.uk. And I happen to know that's from Bjorn Haynes. And Bjorn is the owner of Grid RES, and they are heating, air conditioning and other environmental equipment specialists, and especially green environmental equipment specialists. So do give them a follow on the Twitter. Did you see what I did there? It is Valentine's Day, isn't it? Yeah.
The language of love.
Yeah, exactly. You can follow them on the Twitter even. And it's grid_RES, and the website is grid-res.co.uk. Joe.
Anya's tweeted, everyone, hope you're going to listen, and Kemp, 1 till 4. Are we doing a longer show without me knowing?
Did I say 1 till 4? Was that me? Yeah. Gosh, no, I meant 1 till 3. It's too much going on.
Because I need to go at 3.
Thank you for pointing that out.
Stephen Connor has just tweeted as well. Flat 2 Factory VO is his Twitter handle. He says, starting a business from scratch is like pushing a boulder up the side of a mountain. That's very true. Yeah. Very true, Stephen.
So, Digital in Kent, stay ahead in the digital world. The 8th in the highly successful series of conferences, Digital in Kent offers expert speakers, cutting-edge content and lively discussions. Avoid wasting time and money. Master social media and digital marketing with the experts. It's Thursday, the 16th of March, at the Spitfire Ground in Canterbury again.
Listen, hold on. I need to say some words here, yeah? All these ladies out there that are trying to guess what Bird bought me for Valentine's Day are just using this as an excuse to post various pictures of semi-naked men.
Semi-naked men, that music normally comes up when you say that.
That's just amazing.
It knew. The system knew. Oh, he's turned it off now. I was enjoying that.
I don't know why it was doing that.
Oh, it's just like comedy. It's all about the time.
Absolutely, yeah. So Nies Wilton has sent photographs of semi-naked men in the shower. Yeah, and it's purely an excuse. The guess is purely an excuse so they can look at these pictures.
Let me just get onto Twitter now.
It's very funny.
You have to laugh.
It's very funny.
So they're saying you bought me a shower head.
And a milkshake. Yeah. And a milkshake. Have you seen Amanda Flanders?
It's like the generation game, isn't it?
Yeah. It's great.
Coffee toy, fridge.
Cool. Anyway, enough of that nonsense. But you do keep your guesses coming, and you're a million miles away. They're never going to get it, Bird.
I think they will.
They need to stop thinking romance, to be fair.
How rude. I meant it with love and
we're in love, aren't we?
We've always said it. We're very open about it.
Exactly.
Well, to be fair, thinking about what we were saying earlier about, you know, first flushes of love or not sort of thing, then you're right. You must have been in love for a long time based on that.
Do you think?
What are you trying to say now?
It's a bit more pragmatic than I would be expecting.
I think it's a really thoughtful present.
Honestly, I think
it's lovely. It shows you care.
I know. And I nearly left it in here for him last week as well, because he was feeling a little... I nearly said something.
Don't give
it away. If you know what happened last week, then you'll know what this would help with. Would that be fair to say?
Yes, yeah. I think it would be.
Well, I wasn't here, so I've got no idea.
You didn't know how he felt?
Last week? No.
Yeah. So there's a clue.
She's almost giving it away now. While she's doing that, I'm going to read a couple more tweets. Fruit Bowl Media say, hi, Joe Dodds. Hi, Joe Dodds and Vanilla Web. Shout out on a Business Bunker, please. We design websites for small businesses, fruitbowlmedia.com. So thank you for that. Or you can follow them on the Twitter at Fruit Bowl Media or their website, fruitbowlmedia.com. Now, I've had this tweet, and they tweeted some minimalist information. I asked them to tell me more, and so far we're up to 22 tweets. So I'm going to try and
That'll teach me
to ask for more information, won't it? But they're very passionate about what they're doing, and they've got some harrowing photographs, which I suggest you don't look at. But they do need support, and they deserve support. And it's an organisation called Kent Horse Rescue. And they're a group of volunteers, and they look after primarily, and I'm paraphrasing here, so they'll probably tell me off, but they primarily look after horses that have been abused. And they also seem to reclaim horses from bad owners, is the best way of putting it. And they do a lot of work with the authorities to try to stop it. And they're running a volunteer organisation, and they'd really like people to help them in any way that they can. And the best way to do that is in two ways. One, to follow them on the Twitter, and one, to check out their website and find out more about what they do, because it is very interesting what they do, and they are very passionate about what they're doing. And their website is kenthorserescue.org, kenthorserescue.org, and you can follow them on the Twitter at kenthorserescue. They are a group of volunteers that are looking after the welfare and the well-being of horses and ponies and other such things. I could tell you my funny story about horses now.
Well, could you not wait a suitable period of time, like until after the next email or something?
I could.
In case they're listening.
It was okay. I wasn't that. It was the horse that was horrible to me.
Go on,
it wasn't
then.
The other way around. I got blagged into pony trekking out on Bodmin Moor in Cornwall.
They talk funny down there, they went, hey boy, all right, lovely.
We'll find you a big horse, lover. You're a big boy, you are, and we'll put you on a big horse. And I went, I can't ride a horse. And they went, no, but this one's a big old lovely thing, he won't do anything. So I got up on this horse, yeah, and I said, right, where's the start button? You know, how do you make it go? And they said, you just give it a little tap with your heel, and it'll move off. So, no, I gave it a little tap and didn't do anything. And they said, no, you've got to be more forceful than that. I said, well, I don't want to hurt it. And they went, no, you won't hurt it. You just give it a little tap with your heel. So I gave it another little tap. And they go, no, you've got to show it who's boss. At which point, the horse turned around and bit me. And I went, I think we found that out now. Horse won, me nil. So there you go. But do follow Kent Horse Rescue on the Twitter and check out their website, which is kenthorserescue.org. Joe.
So, this is going to be a slight challenge. Kent University Business School, the internationalisation of Kent businesses. Kent Business School has the pleasure of inviting you to a presentation by, you ready for this? Dr. Frankoskis
Philippaios
on his study of the internationalisation of Kent businesses commissioned by the Kent County Council. A business soundbites event presentation by Dr. Frankoskis Philippaios on his study commissioned by Kent County Council. It's Wednesday the 22nd of February from 7 till 9 in the evening at Kent Business School, the Lecture Theatre, Parkwood Avenue, and you can find the event on Eventbrite.
Cool. And just while we're mentioning that...
Do you want his name again?
No, I know his name.
Yeah.
Just while we're mentioning that, I'm going to send a big congratulations to Piperus Philippaios and his lovely wife, Amy Philippaios.
Are they related?
It's his uncle. Who have just had their first baby.
Oh, that's nice. And I think I
might get this wrong, so do forgive me, Pip, if you're listening. I think her name is Harriet, I think, is what they've called her. But it's definitely a little girl that they've had. So many congratulations to them. And while we're doing congratulations, also congratulations to Louisa from the tea company. I started this and now I can't remember the name of her tea company.
Debonair Tea.
Louisa, who has also just given birth
two weeks ago, a daughter, I believe.
Yeah. So congratulations to you too.
I only know it was 2 weeks ago because I was joining a mother's Facebook group Mothers in Business, if you live in Hythe, Facebook group.
Mothers
she
in,
was in it.
Mothers in Business in Hythe Facebook group.
Mothers, yeah, something like that, yeah.
This is big. This is big. Are you in it, Bird?
No, I'm not in it. I wasn't invited.
She's a mum in business in Hythe. Why aren't you in it?
No, she's not technically. She's Seabrook. Sandgate.
It's the same thing, isn't it?
Oh, you live up the posh end, that's why.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have to get your passport out to come into Hythe? I can't remember.
The Networkers Networking Event.
Dun, 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 dun.
You're speaking at that.
I am speaking at that. So are you.
I am, yeah. We're speaking at that. Bird and I are speaking at this. The Networkers Networking Event is organised by Amanda Flanders of Butterflies and Dreams Events, and it's supported by the Business Bunker Show and by Telcare, the telecommunications company from over there in Rochester. And it's set in the stunning location of Eastwell Manor in Ashford. And it's on this Thursday, the 16th of February, and it's from 9:30 to 3 p.m. And the event is suitable for three different types of people. People who have only just started networking and are unsure of where to go or how to do it effectively. People who network already but are frustrated because it's not working for them. And serial networkers who love networking and don't want to miss a great networking opportunity.
I thought, like I said last time, those are the ones that network over breakfast. Ha ha, ka-ching.
Oh, dear. Don't try the comedy, Joe. Don't try the comedy.
Sorry, I couldn't resist it.
You can hear from four great speakers. Well, three great speakers and me, actually. I'm doing the keynote for some reason. And what am I talking about? Apparently, I'm going to be talking about collaboration and the power of networking. That's interesting. I haven't heard that before, so I'm looking forward to that.
I love it. Could you just make me chuckle as a speaker. I mean, I write my speaks. Obviously, Anya's speaks. My speeches. Obviously, Anya's like, thank God she does prepare. And you don't even know what you're speaking about. I'm laughing so much.
Well, I find it interesting, you see. If I don't know what I'm speaking about, I find it new as well. I think, oh, I didn't know that.
I love it. I think it's really good.
Do you know what I think the most important thing is, and neither one of you is right or wrong, is to always speak from the heart. And I remember when I was actually had to do my first presentation, and I was absolutely petrified. I thought, oh, my God, I can't do this. I really can't do this. And I prepared for it, and when I stood up there in front of everybody, I forgot it all. Yeah. And I just spoke from my heart, and I think that was probably one of the best presentations I've ever done.
It always is. Funnily enough, I was talking to someone the other day that was doing workshops on how to do, how to be interviewed on the radio and TV, and it was a BBC producer, really experienced guy, and he was saying, never, ever, ever write a script.
Did I tell you about my podcast where somebody sent me the script? So I do a live radio show, and normally they just agree some questions up front with me, and then we just, you know, busk it on the day sort of thing. But she sent me a script, which I thought was sort of helpful, but wasn't really, because then as she went through, she wasn't reading the script. She was just giving her sort of general answer in relation to the script, which meant I was having to scour the script and read it really quickly whilst listening to her and work out whether she'd said all the bits she wanted to say before I asked the next question.
Hold on a minute, Joe, because this is your podcast. Somebody's given you the script to speak on your own podcast.
Oh, no, not the one that you've been on. This is the Engage for Success radio show.
I'm with you.
This is all about her stuff.
Okay.
But on this particular occasion, the script was really helpful because halfway through one of her answers, my phone cut off completely. So she was on the show on her own, and I was just standing in my office thinking, okay, fine. So I dialed back in, picked up from the script where she'd got to in her answer, carried on, got to the end. She didn't know I'd left her, and you can't tell when you listen back. So it's the only one time in a live show where actually...
But you can now.
So, but scripts are very hard work.
Anyway, back to the Networkers Networking Event this Thursday at Eastwell Manor. There are four of us chuntering away there. Some of us scripted and some of us unscripted. There's me, and there's Gemma Fairclough-Haynes, who's talking about the pros and cons of serial networking. There's the absolutely desirably gorgeous Sarah Ann Lucas, otherwise known as Bird. If it's not in your business plan, don't do it. I'm so disappointed about this.
Why?
I wanted to talk about your underwear.
I know. It'll come in along the way somewhere.
Will it? Okay, that's all right.
You've never heard me do that.
No, I haven't. That's why. I've never heard you do the talk about the underwear. And
interesting to watch people. Why I get grabbed these little titles, and it gets people a little bit excited.
I think you need to clarify that, because it's Valentine's Day and people may think you're talking about something different.
He talks about this all the time, don't you? So I think people are quite
I'm fascinated by her underwear. I really am, yeah. And then we're also going to hear from Ali Harold, building your confidence to network effectively. Now, there's three types of ways that you can attend this event. There's a £15 ticket, which is just for the event with some simple refreshments. There's a £25 ticket with refreshments and a buffet lunch. Or there's a £45 VIP ticket. And Amanda's asked me to say, if you're undecided, there are still a few places left. You can just turn up and pay on the day. And if you buy the cheapest ticket, you don't even have to be there for the whole thing. You can kind of dive in and out and come when you want to. So do come along. There's some great speakers and me. And me.
So all those people who didn't want to see Paul. I love Paul, it. Just so come in just, on the cheapest ticket.
So come and see Gemma and Ali.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You can avoid me. Now, do come along. It's going to be a great event. We're really looking forward to it. And there are a lot of people booked on it. So it's going to be a great networking event in itself. And there's a lot of networking organisations that are actually coming along to it too. It's a fabulous event. We're looking forward to seeing you there. Bird and I will be waiting outside to make sure that you come in.
Yeah, it's going to be it is going to be a really busy, great event. Yeah, Super excited.
It's this Thursday, the 16th of February, from 9:30 until 3. So do come along. Joe.
So, again, Kent Invicta Chamber. It's a bit of a theme to all my emails today, isn't there? Mm-hmm. I did like the look of this one, actually. It's a networking breakfast special. That's for serial networkers. Ha-ha. With the rare breeds.
Once she's got a joke, she labours it to death, doesn't she? Yeah?
So it does include breakfast. There's a coincidence.
Yeah. Is it cereal?
And it has an expert falconer display. So that's what I thought was pretty impressive. Although, that reminds me, I was in Paddington Station the other day and I was sitting having a business meeting and this man in like an orange top, you know, like luminous, looked like he was employed there properly type thing, walked by with a bird on his arm. A falcon.
I do it all the time. Oh, I love.
But like a falcon or whatever. Right. And went by and we were like looking at him thinking, he's not going to make that fly, surely. And he just walked all around. So all the birds flew away because they were scared, all the pigeons, and then just carried on back down. He obviously is employed to walk around the station with this bird attached to him, you know, with all the stuff and the proper hand thing and everything else. I thought, what a job. A cool job's that.
Didn't you hear the chaps that do that? We had them on the show a few weeks ago, didn't we?
Yeah. Do they do that as contractors or employees? Because he looked like he was like there.
They are a contract company because they specialise in raptors and pest control with raptors. Raptors are the whole family of birds involved.
I thought it was a dinosaur. I was like, oh, wow.
It does sound like it, doesn't it? Yes. So maybe they were just infiltrating. Maybe it was outsourced. But it was quite funny and weird. Anyway.
Do they do that regularly?
I guess they must do, yeah. But it wasn't like anything impressive, like he didn't fly it or anything. He literally just walked around with it under his hand and went back down the escalator. So anyway, this breakfast, an expert falconer display, it's at the Rare Breeds, and you will have the opportunity to experience the charity's expert falconer, who will introduce you to some of his flying team and share his knowledge of these wonderful birds of prey. And then you can tour the Rare Breeds Centre farm and explore to observe the amazing work that the charity supports. It's the 2nd of March at the Rare Breeds in Ashford, and its members are £18, including vet, and non-members are £24, including vet.
Oh, so it's actually at Woodchurch.
Yes, it is actually at Woodchurch. Woodchurch, but between it says Ashford on here.
Yes, I know it does, and that's why I'm quantifying where it is. Because if you go to Ashford, you're quite a long way away from it. Yes. It is technically in the borough of Ashford, but it's actually in a village called Woodchurch, which is just on the outskirts of Tenterton.
Yes, but not many people look those things up. They don't just turn up in Ashford and then look around to see if they can see any rare breeds.
I used to live next door to the Rare Breed Centre.
I know where it is.
The amount of people that drove into my drive and went, you don't know where the Rare Breed Centre is, do you? We've had a tweet from Easy Share Trading, and they say, Vanillaware Business Bunker, we would love a shout-out, please. We provide trading courses for investing and share trading, and their website is easyshare trading.co.uk. easyshare trading.co.uk. Have a check of that out. See if you fancy dabbling with a bit of investment speculation.
Lovely.
You can do one more, Joe, and then we're going to have the break.
So this is Climbing New Heights for Kenwood Trust. John Shanley, the project manager of Kenwood Trust's Think Differently programme for young people, will be supporting the charity and raising funds when he takes on a challenge event in Mount Toubkal, Morocco. How do you pronounce that? Anyone know? Tubkal?
Yeah,
you
got
it. In Morocco in May this year. For the last 49 years, Kenwood Trust's alcohol and drug treatment and rehabilitation programs have helped people transform their lives away from the misery of addiction, hopelessness and crime. The Trust offers people the support and opportunities necessary to change their lives and reach their full potential by addressing substance misuse and homelessness issues, bringing hope, help and support. So he's taking part to raise money whilst enjoying a once-in-a-lifetime experience. It's a five-day summer ascent of North Africa's highest mountains. Climbing the 4,167 metres of Mount Tubkal is an exhilarating challenge that requires little tracking experience but rewards you with truly outstanding panoramic views. So for more information on challenge events, visit kenwoodtrust.org.uk because it sounds like you could go and do it too.
Absolutely. I visited Kenwood Trust the other day.
Mm-hmm.
What a fabulous place. The house itself, it's a venue now, it's a meeting venue mm-hmm. place. What a fantastic venue for it is. And they got loads of plans and things that they're doing. Really, really interesting charity
mm-hmm.
And loads of interesting things. But it's a great place to stage reasonable size meetings and workshops and events too.
Yeah.
Incredibly peaceful place, very peaceful.
Lovely.
I've had a tweet from Troy Smith. And his Twitter handle is Troy Smith Biz, B-I-Z. And he says, Vanilla Web, any chance for a Business Bunker shout out for our upcoming event in Canterbury? It's free for all to attend. And it's how to grow your business effectively. And he sent me an Eventbrite link. And let me see if I can just get this up. The Eventbrite link is Eventbrite, how to grow your business to book. How to Grow Your Business Effectively by Troy Smith. And it's on Thursday, the 2nd of March, from 9:30 until lunchtime, 12. And again, it's at the County Cricket Ground at the Spitfire Ground in Canterbury.
Has that just had a resurgence or something? Because everything seems to be there at the moment.
Emma.
There we go. Emma. That'll be what it is then.
Emma has revitalised it. Emma Santa has taken over as the commercial manager there. She used to run Folkestone Rascals.
She's another one of your
Hythe lot. She lives in Hythe.
Yeah.
And Emma became the commercial manager at County Cricket. And I think she's doing a fabulous job there. Well done, Emma. So I think it's now time to have a bit more romantic tunage. What do you reckon?
Lovely.
Yeah, here we go.
Nothing you can make